The Sustainable Berkshires Study is a long-term plan being developed by the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and is intended to help guide investment in private, public, and nonprofit initiatives. Nat Carnes, Executive Director of the BRPC, says that the goal of the study starts with a simple question.
How, from not just an environmental standpoint, but an economic standpoint and a social standpoint and our community's standpoints, do we make this region as sustainable as it can be?
And for that to happen in the Berkshires, Carnes said a closer look at the long-range priorities needs to be taken.
When we look at some of the underlying things that we've been dealing with since really the decline of manufacturing started in earnest in the early 1970s, we realized that we need to turn some things around.
The planning is being funded by a federal grant under the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Sustainable Communities Planning Program, a collaboration between HUD, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Transportation, known as the Partnership for Sustainable Communities, brings all three agencies together to determine their goals and possible solutions for the region. Amy Casala, a senior planner at the BRPC, says that the initial findings of the study that will be revealed this week come from the input of individuals at a series of topic-specific forums.
These workshops this week are going to show the results of three. So we've had topic-specific forums on three topics, and those were historic preservation was one, conservation and recreation, and then economic.
Casala said that Sustainable Berkshires builds on an initial long-range plan that began in 2001, but over a decade later, she said that the area has seen significant changes that need to be addressed, including the impacts of the economic recession and funding cuts, increased dependence on public-private partnerships, the emergence of the creative economy, and a changing climate threatening biodiversity. Casala also used the rising costs of energy as an example.
Those topics, energy isn't something that would normally be in a comprehensive plan in the past, and it's something that is its own element in this, and we see it also have so many relationships with other things like business and housing costs when we get to housing, because it goes into your bottom line on your monthly bills.
Nat Carnes added that the Berkshire region is not unlike many other non-major metropolitan areas across the country, and one of the most significant challenges that should be studied in the plan moving forward is the area's aging workforce.
We still have a pretty healthy specialty manufacturing base, for instance, but the average age of the workers in those high-tech, high-pay jobs are probably in their late 50s. We don't necessarily see where the next generation of those workers is coming from to sustain those businesses.
Sustainable Berkshires will next take a look at energy and housing in neighborhoods in the winter and spring. The first set of findings will be presented tomorrow evening in Adams at 5:30 at the Adams Free Library and Wednesday evening at 6:30 at Lenox Town Hall. More information is available on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.